name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
To inherit
the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, and neither shall the heat nor the sun smite thee. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from afar, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's Epistle of Galatians, chapter 4. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman by the promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in the bondage of with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children, and she which hath a husband, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scriptures? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming unto him. And he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. But Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little piece. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a young lad here that has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down in a number of about 5,000. And then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves, which remained over and above, unto them that had eaten. And those men, when they had seen this miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is the truth, that a prophet should come into the world." And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the word of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again in glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with our sermon here, please.
Thank you. Amen.
My sermon text this morning is from the Gospel, John chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming unto him. And he said unto Philip, Where shall we buy bread, that all of these may eat? This he said to prove himself, for he himself knew what he was going to do. So far, please be seated. Whenever scientists engage in research, they must always take into consideration a great number of variables, factors which may affect the outcome of their experiments. If these variables are not controlled, the result will probably fail. And this is also true in our everyday lives. When one makes a family budget, one must think not only of one's total income, but also the possible variableness, such as replacing the TV, unexpected expenses, doctor's bills, and the list goes on and on. It is also true that as Christians, we don't overlook the most important one of all, and that is God. In this morning's gospel, we once again find a multitude of people on their way to the Passover celebration in Jerusalem. And they become sidetracked because of Jesus. They had heard a great deal about his miracles, and now they were in his territory. They didn't want to miss the opportunity to see him. And as a result, at the end of the day, not having reached their destination, they found themselves stranded in the wilderness without any food. What in the world can be done about this? Well, now Philip, one of Christ's disciples, he came forward with a certain amount of money, but simple arithmetic made it quite obvious how limited that budget was. 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take just a little piece. That was Philip's conclusion. And we would have to agree, you can only do so much. From his calculations, he was absolutely right. But there was one variable that Philip never even considered, and it was the fact that Christ was there. It wasn't because of unbelief. Philip was a loyal disciple. It was rather a lack of a strong faith on the part of Philip. It was a matter of not applying what he knew about Christ and this particular situation at that moment. It was at this point that Philip made followers today as well. We all believe in the providence of God. We confess it in Psalm 46, where it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But there are so many instances in our life that we never apply these words of faith as we go on planning and building and living as if the providence of God did not even exist. We plan, we work, we sacrifice, all in an effort to achieve certain goals. And this is the way it should be. But in all of this, how conscious are we of the fact that God also has an interest in our future? Do we consider that God might have plans for us that are totally radical, totally different from our own? I think many of us have experienced that. What Philip learned from Christ's miracle on that particular day, we should learn as well. That in the face of all our planning and preparing, our Lord today, just as in the day of Philip, in verse 6 in particular, our gospel, Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. Now, the miracle of feeding the 5,000, as well as all of that Christ did, have great significance for us. Not because of the miracle that Jesus performed, but rather because of Jesus who performed that particular miracle. Jesus fed the 5,000, performed every other miracle for the express purpose of leading people to see who he was, the Messiah, the Savior. And if through them they were not led due to the conviction that he was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, they missed completely the main point of his miracles. And that's still true today. Our Lord's miracles have relevance for us today because he who performed them is the Lord of our lives. Now, we don't have to wait, we don't have to plan in the future. Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives right now. It's only because of what Christ has accomplished that we can ever believe that our God is a personal God. He's a God of love, a God of forgiveness, a God who guides, directs, and protects, and sustains us all the way through life. Thank God that we have been called to faith and know and trust in Christ, who has shown us what God is like, that God does care, and who himself, by the work on Calvary, because of the way that we broke the law, we now have eternal fellowship with him, and without God as our Father, we would be eternally lost. We know now, we live by that trust, that nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know now that he who spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, he will also freely give us all things. And we know now that in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We know this now because we know that our omnipotent, omnipotent Lord, our forgiving Redeemer, and our never-failing friend is always with us, forgiving us our sins, supplying us with all that we need, and leading us to our heavenly home. You see, God does not change. He is our God on which we can count on. Under every circumstance or every condition that comes into our life. This fact is one of the most blessed realities in life, a fact that brings us strength and stability. Remember, if it is true that without God we can do nothing, and it is, then it's also true that with God, with him, we can do all things. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, give rest unto the soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love, the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Be seated. This day our daily bread, and forgive us all of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Given into death for all of our sins. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins.
Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins. Amen. take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.